initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. And now, here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
Well, thank you, everyone. Hollywood Connections is really, I call Hollywood Connections, because I'll tell you, God is opening the doors of opportunity, and I've been doing broadcasting my whole life, and I love it because Lisa is a co-host, but she's also a reporter. She also has another show coming up this next month with...
Yes, Getting Ripped with Lisa V, and we're working on the Spanish and a show also, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And we even have a new sports reporter.
We
He'll
do.
Be on this hour. And you want to know about film directors? Well, we have them here.
Yes, we
We've
do.
Got it, and we're going to come back and talk in just a minute. But this moment, we're going to talk about the concierge travel part of Hollywood Connections. And so just to let everyone know, if you are interested and you want to book your cruise, I am with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. And take my number down and put 727-871-7788, and I will text you my new digital business card with Book a Cruise. And if you haven't seen one, you've all seen one on my digital cruise. Yes, it's amazing. And so I'm putting together, coming up, we're going to talk about the soap cruise, and that will be at the end of the show as well, and what I'm doing. In the meantime, Lisa, we have an amazing man that came all the way from St. Petersburg as well.
Yes, he did.
And introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. I'm Captain Allen.
Yes.
Allen's Aquatic Adventures.
Yeah, so, Chrissy, our marketing guru and actually reporter, and helps us with a lot of things on the carpet, it's called Aquatic Adventures.
Yep, Allen's Aquatic Adventures, yeah.
Yes, a Captain
yep.
Allen.
Yep.
Yes, I Captain. So tell us what is so exciting about your boating opportunity than any other.
Yeah, so I do something a little unique compared to a lot of other guys out there. I do everything but fishing and parasailing. So I do... the water sports, wakeboarding, water skiing, tubing, and kneeboarding. That's probably the most unique thing about it. And then I also do snorkeling trips out to Egmont Key, guided tours around Egmont Key, trips out to Shell Island, pretty cool shells, full of sand dollars, looking for dolphins, sunset cruises, bar hopping, pretty much whatever you guys want to do on the water, I can make it happen.
Super cool. What size boat do you have?
It's a brand new 2019 24-foot Yamaha AR240 twin-engine jet boat.
So that means you can pull water skiers and the tubing.
Yep.
Very cool. So we're excited. And give us your website, your phone number, your social media.
Yeah. Website is CaptainAllen.com. Phone number is 727-709-0088. And social media is just Allen's Aquatic Adventures, or if you just type in Captain Allen, I pop right up.
So how long have you been doing this?
All together, 7 years.
Wow.
At one point, I thought about going to the Coast Guard, wrecked my dirt bike kind of bad.
Right.
And my mom came up with the idea, actually.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, a lot of people do fishing, nobody does water sports.
So. Now, I have a question, because my husband's going to ask me when I get home. He's going to say, do you captain out on other boats?
I will, but I've never have yet.
Okay, because we have a 37-foot sailboat.
So. Perfect, yeah. I do.
I'm looking for more captains.
Definitely. I did upgrade my license to 50 tons. So
did
I'm good.
You really? Yep. I will give this to my husband when I get home. Super cool. We're excited to have you here and talk about the concierge travel part, and we have to go do that, right? We're going to send Steve over there to do a major interview as well.
Definitely.
And about
I'd love
testimonies.
To get you guys out there.
Oh, so cool. And do you have anything on YouTube at all?
Actually, I need to start a YouTube. I haven't done that
you
yet.
You do. Yes, you do.
I just started mine, so I can't say anything.
We're excited
yeah,
about
I'm
that.
I'm on Instagram, Facebook. You know, TripAdvisor's been big for me as well.
Very cool. Well, if you're looking for something fun to do with the kids over the next couple of weeks, and it's still beautiful here in Florida and Clearwater Beach, you know, we're number one. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. That's going to be beautiful. Beautiful snorkeling out of Egmont Key. If you guys haven't made it out, I don't know if you know much about Egmont, but it's used as a defense island back during the Spanish-American War through World War II. So with the snorkeling area, one of the forts... Because the island's been eroding, one of the forts is now at about 6 to 8 feet of water.
Well, Chrissy, I have an idea. We're going to have to get you back and maybe do a half-hour special on you.
Cool.
And
awesome.
Really talk about the ins and outs and what the islands are all about here.
Definitely.
Because you are an expert. We want to thank you, Captain Allen, for being here. And again, 727-709-0088. So that's your travel part of the show today. Yay! And we need a hand clap for everybody. So Vaughn needs to find a hand clap for us. And thank you for being our guest. And let's go around the room to introduce everybody and a few moments. And, of course, let's take it over to our left. We have an actress that's here. And tell us why you are here and what movie you're in and what part did you play?
Hi, my name is Linda Van Vliet, and I'm here for Angels and Saints. And I played the doctor, high fashion doctor. And...
Super cool.
That's it. Yeah, it's really cool. I'm very honored to be a part of that movie. Everybody in the movie was awesome. I didn't get to see all the different things that were going on because when you weren't needed, you didn't need to be there. So it's going to be exciting to see how everything came together.
So
I did see the clips
meet?
In the trailer, and it was amazing.
So wait, how did you two meet?
Edward, how did we? I think one of the meetings.
Yeah.
Where? It was probably one of the meetings. I mean, we're also out there, and, you know, there's Tampa Bay, there's... It goes on. The list goes on.
And that's another thing. Ellen with the Tampa Bay Film Society.
Tampa Bay Film Society.
An actor, actress, you've got to get involved on her Tuesday night meetings once a month over at the Holiday Inn in Oldsmar. And if you need information, we should pull that commercial up here at the end of the show.
Absolutely.
We'll play that commercial, which is amazing.
So, I wish everybody, more people would really come out and get involved in that because it's absolutely so informative, so wonderful. It's definitely a great connection.
We gotta go.
Meet other people.
We gotta go, Ellen.
I plan.
But
on.
I gotta. Call
I hope.
Her.
I'm hoping that when we have the premiere, when this is set up for Angels and Saints, that you all come out and see this because it's so good. I mean, it's that good. And being a part of this with such great, wonderful, loving-hearted people, I'm just so proud. So.
Well, we've known each other for a while from the Tampa Bay Film Society.
I know, Dawn. This is my first time at your radio station.
I'm
so excited. I was supposed to be here once or twice before, and you know, I can't keep up with my own life. So,
I
made it. I'm here.
Well, I'm glad. And let's introduce the director. And you are.
Hello, Dawn. Good evening, everyone. This is Edward Jayaraj. I'm the director of the movie The Angel and the Saint.
Now, a question me and Lisa are going to come up with. How did you come up with this movie? What inspired you?
I have made like few short films, which always has a strong message. And we try to bring it out something that is new.
Right.
And that nobody has ever said before. So this movie, we thought about bringing a heroism on somebody who you don't even expect from. And we thought, I thought, okay, why don't I build a story about this and connect two different person who are completely unrelated.
Wow.
And that's how the concept came in. And we want to give a awareness on Parkinson's as well. Mm-hmm. So the producers were saying, we need to give some awareness on Parkinson's through this movie.
Right.
So kind of, it needs to be commercially good. At the same time, as good awareness on Parkinson's has to be done. So we kind of blended both, and then I wrote the story, and they loved it, so we came up with that.
Wow.
There's a lot of emotions.
Very amazing. So, how long
that's the doctor she was
saying. The doctor. Ask the doctor.
Yes. The doctor knows all.
So, how long did it take you to shoot this film?
Pre-production is about, it took a lot of time because this is our pilot zero.
Okay.
So the producers who were interested, they saw my previous movies and they said, okay, Edward, we would like to do a movie with you, but it has to be like Pilot Zero. You need to prove that you have a strong team and how do you process it and do it in a full-fledged manner. So it took me about 6 months to get the pre-production in together.
Okay.
And then our production shooting schedule went for 3 months solid.
Okay.
And we hired people, mostly we accommodated everyone on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. And so that, because of that, it stretched about 16 weeks on shooting schedules.
Wow.
And then post-production is taking a little bit longer because we kept changing the release date.
Right.
So we are almost 8 months, I would say, post-production is going on.
So are you planning?
Almost a year, close to a year.
Oh my God, it does take time.
Yep.
Are you planning Amazon or Amazon Prime?
Definitely Amazon.
Right.
Amazon Prime. And Netflix, we are still negotiating.
Okay.
Yes, talking about it.
So exciting. Now, what is really great, Lisa, because Lisa's an actress and she's been in a couple movies already singing as well. And so my other point is that we were talking before the show and you said you're going to be doing more films. And we're going to come back to you on that one. So I know we don't want to lose our audience and you want to know how to get in his film. That's why I'm going to keep a teaser. You'll have to come back in a few minutes. And don't go away. Don't turn that channel.
Don't turn it.
And we're going to give you that information. So hold on. Let's go to this beautiful lady over here. We've been connecting on Facebook as well. We're going to come back to Edward in a second. And so tell everybody your name. We've been trying to connect and get you here as well. And what is your part in the film?
Yes, it's such an exciting film. Definitely. Well, it's a big part. The director here, Edward, he says, Cynthia, do you want to play this character or this other character? And he said, you know what? Give me the challenging one. So I took the challenge. So I'm a villain in the movie. I am one of the bad girls in the movie, in a good way. But one of the things about this movie that is very different and very interesting is definitely brain awareness about Parkinson's disease, and also showing the good and the bad in people. So it's definitely a very meaningful movie, very well put together. We're very excited. We do have another villain, which is our national patriot, Anne Focus him. You're probably familiar with her.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Oh, so she's our old villain. So we had great chemistry working together. So it's very exciting.
Well, you know, one of our producer friends I'm going to be seeing next week is Bobby Kent. And he's got Nighttime Miami TV show. And he's been going through the Parkinson's. And I'm sure that he would love to get you on the show and talk about that with Nighttime Miami. So we're going to set that up, Lisa.
My grandmother had Parkinson's.
Okay.
Oh, and that was, you know, 40 years ago when it first, you know, came to the light, and it was hard.
Yeah.
You will love the story of this. Whoever has any connection with the Parkinson's. Prior to this, prior to this, I made a movie with the, what was that? It's a short film. Again, it's awareness on caretakers.
Okay.
For the Alzheimer's, right? Most of the time, the people think that the patients who have the Alzheimer's are the one going through a lot of things, but it's not. The caretakers goes through stress.
Right.
In looking them, that they see the person who they grew up with or who were there for a long time, suddenly they don't recognize them. So the stress is on the caretakers, and I found that one of the directors of Alzheimer's Center was telling me that the caretakers die even before the Alzheimer person dies. So based on that, we took one movie and everybody loved it. It moved entire crowd.
Yes, yeah. Just to add into that very quickly, one of the things that people must know about Parkinson's disease is that it's a very slowly progressive disease. So it takes really a number of years. So it goes very slow.
And we show that in the movie as well. It's blended in the movie how it changes the personality of the person. And it's a very strong storyline. You would have never seen such story before. That's a unique story. But we blended that and kind of exhibit that characteristic change that it inculcates in a person as a disease. And that's something that it moved all of us in the
well,
team.
You know, I was on a set the other day over at Blue Water Media, and we had Dr. Josh Axon, and he was talking about collagen and just changing your diets and stuff. And he was talking about something with some people that his mother went through. And sometimes just even changing your diet for dementia, that has helped people, mm-hmm. and different yes. things that you eat. And I do have a question, because my husband said something. People that nap, he said.
Is he insinuating you nap?
No, I like naps. I'm a nappy. I like, hey, half of Europe is doing it. I am a very That's busy funny. Woman. And yes. So, no, but they say people that nap, they can get Alzheimer's, but then there's also that refreshes your memory and gives you more, you know, gusto to get through in the day.
It's just amazing what a nap can do. That's why they call it power naps.
Right. Definitely. That's right.
I wish I had time for one.
I think they've been showing that, like, businesses are now actually letting you take, like, in the afternoon, because it's they're showing productivity. So, you know, back in kindergarten when you took nap time, we took that away. We should keep it forever all the way to college.
Wow. That's amazing. And so let's go over here. We're going to come back to you as well. And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell us your name and what part you are playing in this movie. And
thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I play a character called Luther Wilcox. And I'm a disadvantaged servant to the man of the house who's the leading man who invents a million-dollar project product. And that's everybody's after that. So I'm there to protect him as well as the family.
Oh.
But I have a disadvantage. I played a handicapped person, and then I remember Edward. I found it hard to do that. So Edward said, look up Ed Norton in the score, the right. Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. And we tried to do that, and it didn't work. We were in the library one day, all glass windows, and people were watching us, and he was trying to teach me how to walk. It was physically challenged, and then... Yeah. Luckily, at that point in time, a lady walks into the counter, mm-hmm. and she's got a cane in her hand, and she's borrowing some books, and Edward sees that, and he calls her into the room, said, do you mind coming and sitting down?
So
and
then you're he gives in the movie,
that.
Too?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sometimes directors put themselves in
there. Yeah, they do.
I want to share a cameo. Very, very interesting story on that one. So you all know Anjani, right?
Oh, we love Anjani. Yes. Hi, Anjani. We'll be on next week.
So yes, Anjani was coming up with Coco, and I was coming up. We both were discussing the storyline. We worked very closely.
Wait, we were in Coco. I was a reporter.
I know. I'm the dog barstool. And I'm a veterinarian.
So Anjani was saying he did a short film with me, and it was very good. It targeted, and right. he did one of the main role. He's like, Edward, you gotta give me a good role in this one. And then I did have the role what Vijay played. He needs it's like a crippled character, and it's a handicap, so he needs to walk and talk in a different way, completely different way, like this Edward Norton in school.
Yeah. Right.
He did an amazing performance.
Oh my God, it was incredible. It really
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. And then we tried. And it's been months. I gave the script to him. He knows the story. He knows everything. And then we have been practicing. And either one of us were not happy with the outcome of the practice. Uh-huh. And I said, Anjani, we will get it. Don't worry. Somehow we will get it. This is a very good character. And it's kind of... The character tries to protect the girl and who is the protagonist on the movie, and we tried. And the week before the week came when the schedule has been put in for the shooting.
Okay.
And still not happy. We were not happy. And then I said, Anjani, we recorded it. We changed. Nothing worked. And then 2 days before, I said, Anjani, I'm coming to a place. We are doing a practice. If that doesn't happen, then I have no idea. We have like 3 days to go. This was Tuesday. So we went there. Anne was there. We were doing some other practice. And Anjani was practicing. That and then I was still not happy. Anjani said, Edward, I don't think you're happy. And then I said, what do you think? We put the video and it's still not good. We both were saying something needs to change. And then I was saying, Anjani, if you don't mind, probably we should change the character. We should change the cast on this. He's like, absolutely, I agree. Because we have a very good chemistry. He said, Edward, I know how much you put this character on it, and let's find another person. And then 3 days before, and he is already locked on a different role in the movie. It's like a completely different role. So he's fully prepared. And then I call, I am driving back home, and I said, I have no idea. Maybe we should call for audition. I said, okay, tomorrow let's group together, call some people and try and fix this. Driving back, and then the previous day we were shooting so many other scenes, and he was helping me in the crew. And then he was there with this hair and very tired, and standing there holding a microphone. And then I said, that's it. It gotta be Vijay. So I called him in the middle of, it's like 11 o'clock. I called Vijay.
Yeah.
I said, Vijay, you gotta come to the library tomorrow and I have a practice session for you. He's like, no, I have already practiced my character. And I said, no, I'm changing the character for you. So we went there to the library and we were practicing. I booked a library. It's all glass door. So I'm showing all this action and I'm acting, he's acting, and we are getting it. 1 hour down the line, we look her outside. There are like 10, 15 people standing and watching. What is these guys doing? Because we were acting in a glass door. And finally, I said, Vijay, you're not giving me what I want. And how about you stretch your leg? And then he couldn't do that. I said, maybe if I get you a stick, you can do it. Right there outside, there was this old lady. She was walking with a stick. And then I ran to her, can I borrow your stick? And then she's like, what do you need my stick?
Watch out with old ladies and sticks. Right after my husband.
So I got that. And then I said, we are doing an audition here. I mean, we are practicing something. And then if you can come on. She's like, can I come and watch? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then
she, your stick, right?
She said, yeah she
it's
came.
Compromise.
As soon as I gave the stick, he just nailed it, right? The beauty is, so we practiced on Thursday.
Yeah.
The shooting is on Saturday morning. Thursday, and he went home and practiced and keep on sending me video clips, and we perfected it.
Wow.
The best part is, the very first scene, there were like, everybody knows he's not doing the character. Anjani was there. Everybody thought Anjani is going to do the character.
Oh.
And people were like, why Anjani is standing there? And then I said, no, Anjani is not doing the role. And when he did the very first scene, it's like a completely emotional scene. That's the one which we see on the trailer.
Right, okay.
So he did that.
Scene, yeah.
And he got like standing ovation from everyone.
Yeah.
In the very first cut. So that's very emotional.
That's exciting. And I do have some questions. I know that they're coming in and they're asking about your acting background. Anybody take, I know you took Broadway.
Well, not Broadway. I did upstate.
Upstate New York acting.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk about that.
Theater.
And that's very important and what you look for as a director. So that's another question. So I know we're having people hang because they want to know how to get in your next movie. But let's go to your next super little star here. And we are going to introduce and wave to the camera at everybody.
Hi.
Beautiful young lady. And
yes.
And we're going to give that we're sharing today. So tell us your name and how old are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Kathy, and I'm 12 years old.
Kathy, so how long have you been acting?
This is like my first movie acting.
What?
Wow.
How did you get the part?
It's a long story, but...
Give it a short version on the air.
My dad, he had this movie, and he was telling our family at, I think it was dinner, and he was telling us the story, and... He was telling us about how it was Parkinson's aware. And I remember how when I was younger, he made the movie about Alzheimer's. And in fifth grade, we made soap. And we had to find a cause. And our cause was the USF Alzheimer's Institute. So we gave all our proceeds there. And if this was Parkinson's aware, then more people would be aware of it and more people would be doing things like that. And I was really interested in this, and the story was very
for a 12-year-old, impressive,
yeah.
Very impressive. God bless you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. So let me ask you. So what part in the movie did you play?
I played the main character, and
what's her name?
Her name is Rachel, and she's a rich girl who suddenly, after a catastrophe, her life has changed.
Oh, that's reality.
We've all been there.
I've been there, done that. Yeah. I think my ex-husband, I married him, and I said, for richer, richer, and no, for he, they said, for better, for worse. I said, for better, better, for richer, and richer. That didn't last. No, I'm married to a wonderful husband right now, and yes. We just adore each other, and you know, when God brings that right person in, I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And so what we're going to do, we're going to be right back. We're going to go to that trailer, and we're going to play the trailer for you, and it's a few minutes, I know, and enjoy, and what is the name of the film again?
An Angel and a Saint.
An Angel and a Saint.
Yes.
Wow. That goes great with Hollywood Connections.
It sure does. Good versus evil, light versus dark. There you have it.
Right?
Amen.
There you go. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
My name is Rachel. Life has always been good to me. I had everything. A huge house, a wonderful dad, and a loving mom. Everything was served to me on a silver platter. I had the life kids could only dream of. My life was absolutely perfect. Until that night. My entire world had fallen apart.
My name is Danny. I am a hopeless, homeless guy living in the streets. Once I was a reputed person, but I lost everything. Now my life has no purpose until that night.
What is a girl like you doing here? In the middle of the night. These are dangerous roads. You know those people out there? They are going to come back for you.
Before I realized, she became my responsibility. I was trying to find a safe place for her. But I did not know she is wanted by many.
That's pretty impressive. We're back live on 106.1 FM, The Heat. And well, let's go back to Edward. You want to talk about real quick. First, before we do, we're just talking. I'm jumping ahead of myself. We were just talking. Maybe we could offer you a half-hour show with us and bring a teen and youth to the station under Hollywood Connections. That's one of my other dreams to do and fulfill. And you are a very talented young lady. We're going to go around at the end of the show and give all the social media. But in the meantime, I know people are wondering, how do they send things, pictures? What do you look for auditions? Where can they send that to?
They can send it me, connect me to the Facebook account, and then that's how I get all of my connections. And whenever I start a project, when I kick off an audition or anything like that, I will just go in and put it on the Facebook. That's the media.
Right. So give your Facebook information so they can start, you know, and then they send you an audition tape as well?
Just a link and any of the reels that they have that's perfect. Good enough for me. Yeah, even a headshot is good enough, because when I see a character, when I write the script and then I see the person, I say that, oh wow, he will be perfect for this, and then I start writing on about them and then build the character based on that. That kind of works. That's my working style kind of
thing. Very cool. So what is your social media?
Mine is Edward Jayaraj, JAYARAJ.
There we go. So do you see anything for Lisa, like what would you put her and cast her in?
And I speak Spanish too.
Oh yes, do your Spanish.
Oh.
Go real quick.
Here. Hola. Lisa. ¿Cómo estás? Yeah. Mucho gusto. Me llamo Lisa.
Lisa would be a very good TV anchor.
There we go.
And she's been practicing. She's been here with me, and she's great.
Yep.
Yes.
And a doctor.
Oh, Dr. Yep. Lisa.
Dr. Lisa V. There you go. I was going to be obnoxious because I love doctor, but, you know, single, so I can't really use that.
I know. We have some VIP guests. We're going to come to the phone in a minute. Yes. We're just going over a minute. What would you cast Steve for?
Steve would be a professor.
Ooh.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
That'd be quite the stretch.
Okay, how about Captain Allen over there?
Captain Allen would be... like a tour guide, obviously, tour guide, and a very fun guy, kind of, he's very laughing, I can see. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, and then what would you cast me as? Now, I was a flight attendant.
you'd be a great flight attendant. I'd love to have you as
a lady who owns a big hacienda, you know?
No, the kind of a big company CEO kind of thing. So you will go really good coming and addressing people, saying that, hey, this is what our next quarter is, and we need to reach this. Oh. Let's all work together.
You saw how what I had to do before I get everybody situated.
I know.
You're here, mm-hmm. and we're alive in 5 minutes, and there we go.
I can see this. I can see like bam, 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 everything like I'm motivating everyone.
Yeah, I'm more like an orchestra. I can make sure everything and the timing goes perfect.
Perfect.
So, and that's also a director. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. it could be.
Yes. Right.
So in the meantime, we're gonna go real quick. We're gonna come back to everybody, and we're gonna talk about your acting, where you went. What schools, you know, your training, anything to give the audience that little knowledge, because they may want to follow in your footsteps. Let's go to a song, actually, before we start, and then we're going to come on the phone with our VIP guest in a moment with Mako. And let's go to the song that Steve has. We have a new sportscaster with us, and we're going to get out and get him going. And let's play that intro of a song that he picked out. And guess what? He's going to have his own half hour pretty soon. Under Hollywood Connections, as he's working with me. Oh, we like that. Keep it up. Let's turn that up real quick, real high. Yeah. Rocky. And welcome, Steve. Take it away.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Steve and B's Sports Moment. And we're going to do a little recap of last week's sports in the local area. And if anybody watched the NFL this week, they'll know that the Buccaneers went out to Los Angeles, California, played the Super Bowl NFC champions, which is the Los Angeles Rams, in their home stadium. And the Buccaneers scored more points than they ever have in their 40-some-odd years in the league. And they scored 55 points and beat the Rams on their home field 55-40. And it was a great game. The defense showed up, and the offense looked good. The quarterback looked good, and it was awesome. And they are going to New Orleans this Sunday. And I'm picking the Bucs to upset the New Orleans Saints, and they're going to be the most talked about team in the league in the next month. No one's talking about them now, but I am. Yay. That's the number one. And I also want to say something nice about the Rays. Our baseball team got in a one-game playoff against the Oakland A's, also in California, and we won that game. And so now they're in the playoffs, and they're playing the Houston Astros and have a chance to move on and maybe play the Yankees in the next round. We did lose today, unfortunately, 6-2, but there's another game for Sunday, and we'll see what happens. Also, I just want to say one other thing. I know we have a mystery guest tonight.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to talking to her. It's at Mako.
Right.
Okay, so I'm ready to talk to Maka, and I think she's going to have someone I can talk to.
That's right, that's right. And I don't know, who's on the phone line, Vaughn? Mako, welcome. Mako is an amazing... Yes, she's got some heck of a lot of things going on, and we're so excited. She's got a couple events coming up. She's a publisher, she's a writer, she's a producer, and she's got some major stars. She's got Ellen Jacoby coming from Miami for her big event. She's got another film director that's major. And Mako, you also have a special guest on the line for Steve to interview, right?
Yes. It's my uncle, NBA celebrity Daryl Gadsden, former player for the Atlanta Hawks. So say hello to my uncle, Daryl Gadsden.
Hello, Daryl Gadsden.
Hello,
how are you?
Hello, how's everyone?
We're doing great over here in Clearwater, Florida. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm great over here in on the west side of Florida.
Okay, sounds good. Where are you at, actually? What city?
It's a small area. It's actually called Port Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
It's north of Fort Myers and south of Tampa.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aware of that area. It's very nice. Daryl, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. One is, I looked you up. You played some time in the NBA for the Atlanta Hawks. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what year did you play there?
Actually, I went through the preseason of the 84-85 season with Dominique, Antoine Carr, Cliff Levingston, Doc Rivers, Tree Rollins, all under, of course, Mike Fratello.
Wow, that was a great time with the Hawks.
It was a great time. It was they had a great season that year, and Mike Fratello is just off the chain.
Yes, he was the czar of the telestrator, I believe they called him. He was such a good analyst, too.
That's right. It what amazed me is, as short as he is, he had more knowledge about the sport than most.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of Mike Fratello. Also, I think Dan Rounfield, I believe, played for you guys back then.
Yes.
So, 84, you had some big-time guys in the league, too, because that's when Bird's era was, and... did you ever get to brush up against him in the preseason?
Yeah, my rookie year was with Charles Barkley. We actually had a doubleheader over in Tampa where we played against the 76ers, and Julius Erving was in his last year or so, and Moses Malone was on that team.
Wow.
So we played against the Sixers and followed up with a game where the Chicago Bulls played the New York Knicks.
Man.
Some exciting times.
That's awesome. Well, let me ask you this, Daryl. What are you doing now? What's going on in your life now?
Well, basketball has been a great vehicle for me. Basketball paid for my education. I have a bachelor's degree in mathematics. I have a master's degree in biblical studies and finishing up a PhD in pastoral ministry, which I'll be graduating in December. But for work, my wife and I own a construction company where we build custom homes, and also we do commercial projects.
Very impressive, Mr. Gadsden. Very impressive.
Thank you.
That's you got a little time in the association, and you put that to really good use. I'm very very impressed with that. It's great. Congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you. And one of the things that I try and tell some of the younger kids that are either in high school or in college, that something that was told to me as a freshman at Bethune-Cookman, the great Bethune-Cookman.
Absolutely, the Wildcats.
Now at the university. I was told when I came in as a freshman that up until that time, basketball was a hobby. But once I got there, basketball was no longer a hobby, it was a job. And the job, then, I was told, is to get paid. And your pay is your education. It changed my entire life. And I thank God for everything that he has done in giving me that opportunity to play basketball, but also to tell others about what the sport can do for you if you use it the right way.
Well, that's you made all the right moves, and you had the proper sense at the time, and you were blessed. And I have to say, you made the most of it.
Well, we want to thank you. This is just a preview, Mako. I know we have so many guests in the house, and this is a preview. We'd like to have you call back when Stephen has his half-hour special, and he'll get more into details. Kind of a teaser a little bit, and just to give him the opportunity, because we only have not even 10 minutes left of the show, and so it's so quick. And Mako, we want to thank you for calling in. And Mako, just tell us your event that's coming up and the date.
November the 23rd, and that is Saturday. At Nassau Church of Christ, address is 1312 West Nassau Street, Tampa 33607. And Mom Padero, through the grace of God, will be attending as well.
That's right. We're going to be there interviewing, and then Stephen will get more of an in-depth interview as well, which will be great. Also, Mako has a talent show, if you have talent for singers, and that will be on stage. Lisa is going to have a talent show here in November. We'll have it live on the air. I'll be down in West Palm teaching, so that'll be coming up. We'll talk about that, too. And Mako is also a publisher. If you have a book you want to write and you want it published, you get in touch with her and give your number, Mako.
954-687-4705. You may contact us from 7 a.m. until midnight, Monday through Saturday, in Espo, Mako.
That's a Mako moment. I know we're going to go more in depth, you know, next week when you call in with Lisa as well. And Mako, and your guest, and thank you.
Thank you, Mako, and thank you, Daryl. Wish you guys the best.
Thank you for having me.
And you're going to, that's just a preview. You're going to come back. You're going to come back.
Absolutely. I'll see you guys when you come down here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll see you soon. And that is the Mako moment, and that event is coming up. Now, I know, Lisa, you've got an event you're going to as well.
Yes.
And tell us about it.
This Sunday at the, it's local here in Clearwater, and of course my phone is over there, but it is at, I believe it's called the Brass Monkey. It's over here in Clearwater. If not, I will clarify and get all that for you. And it's going to start at 12 o'clock on Sunday. There's going to be a total of, I want to say, 11 bands going on, I believe, and it's all to benefit and help the Bahamas. And the gentleman who's heading it, he was supposed to call in, but I'm not sure what's happening there, but I will definitely be leaving here. They're playing over there right now at 9:30, so I'm going to go interview the band and get a little info on what's going on and sing with them on Sunday.
So, Lisa, give your social
media. Yeah, the Monkey Bar.
Give your social media so they can watch you tonight.
My social media is Lisa A. Vasquez on Facebook and on YouTube. It is all lowercase letters, the_real_LisaV. And like I said, I'll be going live, and Sunday I'll be singing, and I'll be there from noon to midnight if I can make it. But I'll make it.
There you go. Also, what's coming up, I have to shout out, we have Soap This. Please go to Facebook and put in Soap This, the Young and the Restless Fall Gathering, November 2nd and 3rd. And you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for tickets. There's so many stars coming in from the soap opera land. Now, also, there's another one coming up, Soap This, December 7th. You've got Kathleen Gutty from General Hospital. And so she's
Vincent. Yes, that was my grandmother's favorite. I can't wait to interview him. I know she's going to be right there in spirit because that was one of her favorites.
It is such a fun event. I will tell you, she has so many giveaways. And they're also right now, everybody that's watching Facebook Live, you know, Lisa, I've had no letters come in. No letters. And anybody here can write. You can write me a letter and tell me, why do you want to meet a soap opera star? For both events, the best letter will be taken. And I don't judge, but Patty, the head Soap This, will be looking over the letters and we'll read the announcing letter and the winner. So if you are interested, what you need to do is send me an email. Actually, very easy. Just drhollywoodconnections with an S at gmail.com. You're watching this live on Facebook, drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. Make sure that you write your letter. And it's about $100 to $300 to $400 to go, right?
Yes, at least, yes.
That's right. And December 7th, we have a pageant coming up for the World's Tourism Pageant. I'm looking for girls, and I just lowered the price to $150, only $75 down, and then you can pay $75 at the door. And who is going to Nationals with me? We'll find out.
Besides
and that's
me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go back to our guests. We have 10 minutes, and thank you for Stephen B. Sports Moment.
Thank you.
Awesome job. And wait, he's coming up with his own half-hour show very soon, and we're getting him out there. So in the meantime, let's go back to the director here for the film that you have. Again, say the film.
An Angel and a Saint.
An Angel and a Saint. Now, what is your background in production?
I've done five short films.
Okay.
And one of the short film, almost three of my short films won several awards. And
okay.
One of it targeted was which I finished like a couple of years back. It kind of reached about 25. It was played in 25 film festivals around the world.
Oh wow!
And it won 10 awards around the world.
That's awesome. That's Vaughn. That is definitely
hand clap again.
Clap a hit. Yes. Yay!
Live hand clap.
Wow, that's impressive.
So as I was doing that, and then I did one feature film 3 years back. That's an Indian movie, and since I was doing short films, people were saying
it's in Tamil, the oldest language in the world.
Okay.
Oh,
it's
wow.
in Tamil, and that's the oldest language, and I belong to that. We are from that Tamil community. So,
oh my gosh.
Wow. So I made a movie. It was like for the youngsters with the comedy and love and all those things. And we said, okay, once the movie came out, it was very good. So I said, okay, let me put it on the theater. So I booked one theater and ended up renting three theaters and house full.
Wow.
We had like 700 in the same time. Three theaters were full.
Great.
We're so honored to have you here. That is amazing.
And then the director, the producer saw this, and then I said, oh wow, this is great. Why don't we work together? And that's how this movie came up together.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know we have, I'm looking at the clock as my orchestrate, you know, time is coming up, and we only have 6 minutes. Let's go around and tell everybody again your social media, where they can add you. I know they can see this again on YouTube under Tan Talk Radio and live on Facebook right now, as it still will go on another watch party later tonight. And tell everybody your social media.
Yes, social media will be on Facebook. Cindy Keegan is with a K-E-G-A-N, only one E. And also on Instagram, the same. But probably if you Google me, Cindy Keegan, you'll probably get to all of them. Also, just want to compliment our director. And yes. I must say, Reese, he is very tenacious. He brings the best out of every actor. He's awesome.
Wow, amazing. What good words from the heart. And then let's give your social media so they can follow you.
Yeah, I'm Vijay Nair. So it's V-I-J-A-Y-N Nair, N-A-I-R. And I've been in, this is my second film with Edwards. That was in Tamil. This is in English. Mm-hmm. But I've acted in Shakespeare and Agatha Christie plays in school. And I've been part of Toastmasters, where you give the 7 to 8 minute speeches. And I've given over 200 speeches. So every time you're in front of an audience, you're doing vocal variety, gestures, you know, inspiring people, giving information, entertaining. So that's the kind of training you don't get anywhere else. So if somebody's interested in going to the movies, I think you should explore that. Toastmasters.
Well, why have you here? A lot of people, if you can also add this on Facebook, people are asking me what great adult classes are around for acting that they can brush up on their skill. If it's a cold reading improv, which is great to have on your resume, because you know when you go to a director, you're going to ask them, what is your background? Mm-hmm. Mine's a Santa list from LA. It's like, but they want to know. I went to Charles Conrad. I went to my first acting teacher was the Maytag Man. Remember, Gordon Jump.
I love when you say that because I remember the
Maytag. And that tells you my age right there. Our age.
And Roger Lau, if you want to improve your vocal variety, try Roger Lau. He's online too. So.
And where is he at?
Roger Lau is. You can Google him on, and you'll get it. And he has classes online, so you can go online and learn it. Yeah.
A lot of people doing that. Yeah. And now it's 8:53. Let's go to this gorgeous little gal here again. And you want to give your social media? We're going to share the microphone over there so they can follow you.
Oh, actually, I don't have any social media.
That's okay. I always have to ask because sometimes parents want to take over and make sure, and they say, no, you're not going to have it until you're 18, or I'll decide after that because you're living in my house. So I completely get it. So you can actually be filed in the film. Your credits are up there. And give your name one more time.
I'm Catherine J. Rodge.
It's a pleasure having you here. And let's go over to Linda. Tell everybody your social media.
Right. I'm Linda Van Vliet. That's capital V's in Victory, A-N, two separate words. So capital V is in Victory, L-I-E-T. You can find me on Facebook and also on IMDb. There's two Linda Van Vliet's. Look for the one that says Joel D. Winecoop. Hi, Joel.
She reminds me of Goldie Hawn.
Yes. Thank you.
I got that a lot when I was young too. I've done quite a bit, and I'm very proud to say that. And I love what I do; it's in my blood, and I'll never stop.
And where did you go? For you, you're talking about theater. Where did you go?
Upstate New York. I had a casting director named Kate Johnson. Kate, I miss you. Yeah, she was wonderful, and so I did a lot up there. And Anya Aldrich's mansion. We did a lot of outside theater and stuff, and in her home.
How about
and
Florida?
It was just amazing.
Have you met any?
I started in Florida. I was here. It was 7 years. September 28th of last month would be my 7 years. The first year I was here, I did nothing. And then I stepped out and said, okay, let's start getting this going. And that's when I started to go to CVF Productions, and I met Deborah Salsa. Hi, Deborah.
Hey. She always has things going on, too.
Yeah, I did a commercial with her, and Alinda Haar was involved, a good friend of mine. And we did Greenlight Motors, and that really started it for me. And then I went to Grey Room Saga. I was invited to a formal event, and that's where I started meeting people, really mingling. Marcus Kempton, Preston,
right.
Walden, and everybody I started meeting. And then that was it. I mean, it just took off from there.
And that's at the Tampa Bay Film Society. You know, and Johnny put me in The Millionaire Billionaire. I don't know if you saw that scene.
I saw that. It's so funny.
I will put that on there. And yes, it was my short clip I did with him. I love his short clips. Laughter Lines. Yes, Laughter Lines. Stephen, we want to thank you for being here. I give your social media as well.
Absolutely.
And anybody that's listening, if you have anybody in the sports world or a cousin or somebody, we're getting his own half already. So he's just brushing up and you're learning how the radio works, and he's got a great radio voice. So, Stephen, give your social
media.
Thanks
again, and I'm just Stephen Bridges on Facebook. I have no social media yet, but I will.
We're getting him on the right track because, you know, we have to set the examples.
And Lisa, give yours one more time.
Lisa A. Vasquez on Facebook and on YouTube and Instagram, The Real Lisa V.
That's right. And also, you can reach me. I forgot, I'm the host.
Yeah, she's the hostess with the most, and she forgets to give her information. There you go.
I take care of everybody else.
Is it Friday yet?
Yes, I do. So you can look up Dawn Reese, R-E-E-S-E, Facebook. You can see me up there, as well as Instagram under Hollywood Connections, Twitter, Hollywood Connections. And so we're getting you connected in show business, and we're opening the door of opportunity for you. And here's an example, Lisa, and you just hopefully just went on, frcasting.com. You can be an extra for movies. Sign up. It's free. You'll get an email and they'll say, hey, can you be on the set tomorrow? There's also a couple other people that are doing like Blue Water Media. You know, there's lists that you can get on. Get into the Tampa Bay Film Society. Rose Rosen has another one, The Women in Film. If you want to be in movies and commercials, then you have to network. You have to get out there. And also, you got to connect. Mm-hmm. Now, next week, I have to just rush this out because we have not even 2 minutes. Lisa will be taking over. I'll be teaching. I work for Barbizon, so I'll be teaching down in West Palm next week, and I'll be seeing Mako and Bobby. And then who's going to be on next week, Lisa?
We're going to have the cast and crew from Coco, and we're also going to have the cast and crew from the movie Signs. So
Is the dog coming? You should have the dog come.
I believe Ann Johnny's working on that. I'm going to meet with him tomorrow, and then we'll make sure.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I the one lady, the trainer, she's amazing, and I don't see why Coco wouldn't be here, but yeah.
Right. And then we have a guy next week, Chris Quick. He was going to be on tonight, but we're waiting. He's going to write a commercial. He's got some things coming out of Denver, and we're going to get him on. He's going to call in for a few minutes and just talk about what he's doing, and so we're excited. Now, if anyone wants another special, you've got a business or an opportunity, please get in touch with me. Text me at 727-871-7788. Let me send you my new digital business card. Everything's on it. Book a cruise, all the shows, be on the show.
Yes, and it's amazing how many people are you know, I saw Cheryl got her digital card.
Cheryl just got her digital business card. I'm telling you, I
just got all my social media linked up because I don't want to put the wrong stuff, so now I will be getting my card, and I'm so excited.
Yes, and I know Deborah Hampton is going to get one as well. She's a singer and a songwriter and very talented woman. I want to thank everyone for being here on Hollywood Connections. I hope you had a blast.
Next week,
and we have more film directors, producers, agents, casting directors. Stay tuned.
Yes.
And please, if you go to YouTube, put in Dawn Reese and please like our YouTube as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah, thank you for being here, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you.
And let's play some kind of fun song at the end, maybe a Rum Punch song, which is another one.
Yeah, Rum Punch, Lady Red. Lady Rum Punch. It's really delicious.
We hooked those two up with Ray Parker Jr.
Yes.
And also, Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here we go. 106.1 The Heat.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Give God all the glory.
Watch what happens.
Yes. Here we go. He's like, all right, and keep on going. And scene. I'm just kidding.
Action.
So, action. So these two are walking into a... No,
I was on a beach in Negril thinking